Well, good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹早安。
How are we doing this morning?
大家今天早上好吗？
Oh, one person's good.
只有一个人回答。
Well, I'm thankful to be here again with you guys this morning.
我很感恩今天早上可以再次在这边跟大家在一起。
It's a privilege to be able to stand before you, and to open up God's word together.
那这是一个我的荣幸，可以在这边跟大家一起来看神的话语。
And the message today is a message of hope.
那今天的信息是关于我们的盼望。
And I believe that every day we open up God's word, it's a message of hope.
那我也相信，当我们每天打开神的话语，我们看到的是盼望。
And that His word is alive.
他的话是活的，活泼有功效的。
Our relationship with Jesus is alive.
我们与耶稣的关系也是真实活的。
And that when we have times like this, we can really glean and pull from Scripture and be encouraged by God.
那当我们今天有这样相聚的时间，我们真的是可以来仔细的看他的话语，然后来建立我们与神的关系。
Previously, we've been talking through church life.
那之前我们有讨论到我们的教会生活。
We've also started chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians already.
那我们已经看到进入到哥林多前书第十五章。
And every time I dig into 1 Corinthians and prepare my heart to preach it, it is such a conviction that kind of falls over my heart.
那每次当我打开圣经看到哥林多前书的时候，对我来说也是一个责备或是一个感动，然后来省察我自己的心。
Because we're given great reminders from the past of what people struggled through in the past and how we still struggle through the same things today.
因为我们可以从经文里面看到过去教会初期时代的人他们在教会当中有的挣扎我们今天仍然有。
And we're given the answers to know how to live a godly life, to know how to pursue God in a way that is alive, in a way that He's active with us.
那其实我们从这些经文里面已经可以看到这些解答，就是我们遇到的困难或问题的解答已经向我们显现了，然后我们应该可以帮助我们活出一个跟神更好的关系。
So I hope you've been enjoying and been gleaning and learning from being in 1 Corinthians this year so far.
那我也就是希望也鼓励大家能够很享受我们今年就一整年在查考这个哥林多前书，能够帮助我们更亲近神。然后更来明白他的话语。
I hope that you're going home and reading through the passages that we worked through together in church.
那我也鼓励，也希望大家回去以后能够特别能够再来复习，然后我们来就是说看到这个哥林多前书。
So this message of hope.
所以这关于盼望的信息
is just life changing.
这个盼望的信息是改变生命的。
Do you have hope in your eternity after this life is over? Do you have hope?
当你今生结束之后，你是否有永生的盼望
？If you're here today and you've trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have hope.
如果今天你在这边，你已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主。那你就有这个盼望。
Your sins have been forgiven.
你的罪已经被赦免了。
And your life with God should be lived in such a way that you are understand the freedom from the captivity of our sin.
那你与神的关系，还有你活出来的生命，应该是一个真正自由的生命。
If you know Christ, you have hope.
如果你认识基督，你就有这个盼望。
He died.
他为我们而死。
2,000 years ago.
在两千年前。
In the city of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷这个城市。
For you.
为你。
For me.
为我。
And anyone in this world.
还有任何一个人，任何一个在世上的人。
That turns their hearts over to the one true God.
愿意把他的心转向这一位唯一的真神。
But he also rose again.
他也复活。
Do we understand that today, the significance of a Savior that did not just die, but a Savior that has also risen?
我们今天是否明白到他不只是耶稣不只是为我们死，他更是复活这个重要性。
Do you understand that in your personal life?
在你的个人的生活当中，你有明了到吗？
Because if you really see his resurrection, know what that means, your life will look and be different.
如果你真的明了到他的复活的意义，那你的生活应该是很不一样的。
And we're going to break that down a little bit today.
那我们会来仔细的来看这个意思。
If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, you have no idea what I'm talking about, I ask you to listen. I ask you to entertain this. Ask questions in your mind.
如果你今天在这边，你还不认识主耶稣是谁，我邀请你来仔细的聆听，也来思考接下来要提到这些问题。
This life is short.
我们的人生是很短暂的。
Every one of us have a time limit.
我们每一个人都有保存期限。
So this reality of life after this physical death is something that we all must think about and consider.
所以在我们今生终了，我们每个人时间到了以后，我们的来生或是我们死后的一个是什么样的一个光景，我邀请每一个人都来思考这个问题。
Take this for example. Everyone who is born into this hole.
我们来看一个例子，或者做一个比喻。我们每一个人出生，假如我们都是生在一个无底深渊里。
And that represents, that hole represents the state that everyone is born into, the corruption of sin.
大家想一下，在这个深渊里面，就是一个我们每一个人都生在罪中。
We are born already defeated.
然后我们一出生，我们就已经是失败的，或是被击败的。
We are born into this world without the hope.
我们出生在这世界，我们一出生是没有盼望的。
And no one is able to get out of this hole on their own or just a combined effort.
没有一个人可以凭自己的能力离开这个深渊，就算是所有的人一起合作，也没办法离开这个深渊。
And that's because no one in this world is perfect.
那是因为在这世界上没有一个人是完美的。
And because of that imperfection, we are hopeless.
也就是因为我们每一个人都是不完美的，我们也就没有盼望。
And in that hole, we are stuck.
在那无底深渊里面，我们被困住了。
No man-made God, no.Seven ways to a better life. No really good book. No really good relationship with a friend. Nothing of this earth can pull us up out of that hole.
没有一个人手中所造的神像，或者是自己编出来的事情，或者是任何一本教你如何过更好生活的书，甚至你跟人的关系，没有任何一样东西可以帮助任何一个人离开这个无底深渊。
There is only one way out.
只有一条路可以带我们离开这个深渊。
But the world seeks for many.
但这个世界在追求的是其他更多的方法。
But God said there's only one.
但是神说只有一条道路。
And in God's love for each of us, He sent the way.
那因为神对我们每一个人的爱，
God Himself reaches down into that hole and gives us the handout.
他亲自为我们预备这条道路，他亲自伸出他的手，伸向这个深渊，把我们每一个人拉出来。
It's not that we can live such a good life and God's like, oh, they're in the hole and they have a good life. They're good enough to come to heaven. It can't be that because we're all stuck in it.
并不是如果我们就算我们活了一个很好的生活，神也不会说他们在这个深渊里面过得很好， 他们表现得很好，所以他们配得出来，并没有办法。
I can't build a ladder high enough or strong enough to get out of that hole myself.
我们自己也没有办法搭造一个梯子，它可以够高、够壮、够坚固，让我们可以爬出那个深渊。
God's the one that has to reach down, and He's the one that we have to trust. Grab a hold of His hand and be pulled up out of that hole.
神是我们唯一的道路，他是唯一个可以带领我们离开那深渊。我们必须抓住他伸出来，向我们伸出来的那只手，才可以离开这个深渊。
The only true God, the one who created everything and set everything into motion.
我只有一位真神，他就是创造这世界，并且让这个宇宙就是运行的唯一真神。
He is the only one who is perfect enough to do this.
他是唯一一个够完美，唯一一个完美的神可以来拯救我们。
Because when he created this world, everything was perfect at the beginning.
当他创造这世界的时候，所有的事就是他看一切为美好。
But sin crept into the hearts of mankind because of rebellion against God.
但是罪借由人类对人对神的叛逆的心进入了这世界。
See, from the beginning, we were trying to make our own way, and it just doesn't work.
所以在人被创造出来，在起初，人就开始想要照自己的方式，那这永远没办法成功。
Adam and Eve sinned against God.
亚当跟夏娃犯罪得罪神。
And because of that, the rest of mankind falls into that pit as well, that hole.
也就是因为这样的亚当夏娃犯罪这个事实，所有的人类都就是一出生就陷在这个深渊里。
And immediately after Adam and Eve did that, it was prophesied that one was going to be coming who would change everything.
那就在亚当夏娃犯罪以后神就有让有先知有这样的预言，就是即将会有一位救世主来到，来救我们，拯救我们。
Genesis 3:15 gives us that hope.
在创世纪三章十五节有提到这样的一个盼望。
The perfect God making a way, a plan for salvation for His people.
就是完美的神预备了一条救恩，为人类预备了一条救赎的道路。
So, Jesus died on the cross.
因此，耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
And He didn't stay there.He died and he rose again.
他并没有就是只是死了而已，他死为我们而死，三天后复活。
In the book of Acts, it's actually chapter 1, gives the account of the days after Jesus' resurrection.
那在《使徒行传》一章，上面打的是《使徒行传》二章，其实应该是《使徒行传》一章。里面有提到这个复活的道耶稣的复活。
And the last time we were in 1 Corinthians 15 together, it was talking about Paul was encouraging the church of Corinth that if Jesus had not risen, our faith would be hopeless.
那我们上一次看到哥林多前书十五章的时候，保罗有提到，如果耶稣没有复活的话，那我们的信也是枉然。
And that we would just be most pitiable of all people.
那我们就是在所有人当中是最可怜的。
Because our faith would have been put into someone who could not finish the work that he started.
因为如果耶稣没有复活，那我们的信心就只是建立在一个没有办法完成这条救赎道路的人身上。
But we're reminded he has risen.
但是我们被提醒，他已经复活了。
And so this Acts chapter 1 passage is so important and crucial to understand.
所以在《使徒行传》第一章这段经节，非常的对我们来说非常的重要，我们必须来了解。
It gives a brief account of what Jesus was doing after his resurrection from the dead.
这边简短的记录了神在耶稣在复活以后，他在世上做了一些什么事情。
So let's kind of read that real quick together.
我们一起来念这段经文。
You can follow along in Chinese on the screen.
你可以用中文来跟着投影幕上的经文来念。
So Acts chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
使徒行传一章一到三节。
In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day that he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions to the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. A lot of times when we're reading God's word, if you've been in the church for a long time, you just might remember, okay, yes, Jesus died. 3 days later, he rose again.
很多时候当我们在教会听了很多的讲道或者已经很习惯这段经文我们就会想到哦，对耶稣死了而且他三天后复活
Jesus was dead for 3 days
耶稣确实死了三天
And it was prophesied that he was supposed to be dead for 3 days
那预言里面也提到他确实会死了三天
And in fact 3 days and 3 nights
事实上是三天三夜。
In old Jewish law,
在比较古老的这个犹太律法
，a person would be considered and announced deceased or dead after 3 days.
一个人他被宣告死亡是在他实际死亡三天之后。
There were probably some situations of people in a very low state of being. Their heartbeat was really low and they thought that they were dead and they came up. There's also been accounts of people rising from the dead through the miracles of Jesus.
那因为在当时可能会有一些少数的现象就是有人看似死亡了三天但可能只是因为他心跳比较慢在一些身体或是疾病的状况下类似假死。所以，然后之后有复活的情况。那事实上，耶稣也有在就是实际上就行神迹让死人复活。
But 3 days he was dead.
但是耶稣他自己是死了三天。
He rose again that third day.
他三天后复活。
The Gospel of Mark, in fact, gives an account of Pilate. Pilate, the governor, yeah.
在马太福音里面有提到马可福音。
Yeah. And he was basically the ruler of this whole area. Pilate was a very powerful person in the Roman Empire.
马可福音里面有提到比拉多在当时在犹太那边他是那里的巡抚是权力最大的人。
And so,He was asked to, that someone could take the body of Christ and bury him in his tomb. By his name was Joseph.
那约瑟向他请求能够把耶稣的尸体领去，然后埋葬他。
And so Pilate says this. He asked them to bring this centurion, this soldier, this person who was guarding the site of where Jesus died on the cross.He asked that soldier to come, that guard to come to him for a reason.
那当时比拉多有要求，看到耶稣死亡的那个士兵，确认耶稣死亡的那个士兵来到他面前是有一个原因的。
Because he was shocked that Jesus had already died after about 6 hours on that cross.
因为他很惊讶，耶稣在十字架上已经死亡超过六个小时。
And so he brings this guard to him and says, is this true? Is the account of basically, of, is this account of Jesus being dead already, is this true? And so the centurion was sent there to confirm what he heard.
那他是要来确认就是耶稣是否当时真的死亡了。然后他就所以来询问这个士兵然后百夫长也被派去来确认这个事实。
It was common for people who were crucified back then to sometimes be on that cross for days.
那在当时比较很常见的现象就是当人被钉十字架之后他可能会在十字架上几天才死亡。
But even a non-believer, a powerful Roman official, understood that Jesus had died.
那即使是一个非基督徒不认识神的人是一个罗马的官员他在当时也已经确认这个事实也明白这个事实就是耶稣已经死在十字架上
You're like, why am I telling you this?
为什么我们要来讲这个事情呢
We just talked about how there is many proofs through God's word, through history, of this account of Jesus.
那我们刚刚才看了一些经文，在记录这些事实。
And when he rose again after 3 days in the grave, there were hundreds of people that witnessed his presence, how he was alive, and they give accounts of that.
那在耶稣死后三天后复活，从坟墓里面复活以后，有上百人看到耶稣，而且给了这样的见证。
And in fact, this passage talks about that he walked and talked and appeared and fellowshipped and had community with people, his followers, for 40 days after his resurrection.
这经节这里更是提到耶稣不只是复活显现，他还与人有交谈、有相处、有团契，然后在人当中相处了40天的时间。
Now, if you've been in some Bible teaching and classes with me over the years, you may be like, oh yeah, I remember this, because we talk about this a lot in some of the classes.
那如果你有就是跟我一起参加小组查经，或者是有听我讲到这几年的时间，那你可能会记得我非常的强调这个事实。
Why is it important that this passage mentions Jesus being around with hundreds of people for 40 days?
那你可能就会知道为什么耶稣基督当时在百人面前显现，而且跟他们相处了40天的时间，这件事情这么重要。
Why is it important that people who are mentioned in the Gospels give the account of Jesus as witnesses to his presence?
那为什么在福音书里面提到这么多人的见证，见证复活后的耶稣？
Because there's proof. He's showing us the proof of what he did, the power of what he did.
这是一个证据，证明他是全能的神。
That the skeptics would never have anything to truly laugh about or mock.
那这些怀疑的人是没办法，是没有任何就是实据可以来否认或者是嘲笑这件事情。
That we, if we are good journalists, that if we are good researchers, we will see the power of what God's word is saying and some other accounts in history that talk about these events.
那如果我们是一个有研究精神的人，如果是我们是个追根究底的记者，那我们应该可以去查探很多的证据来看这个历史上的真实的事件。
Sometimes because we live today and didn't experience this back then, sometimes it's hard to think about history and the reality of it.
很多时候当我们活在现代而不是活在这个历史正在发生的当下，我们只是就是活在现代回头去看这个历史，我们很难想象或者很难把它跟我们的生活连接。
I mean, how many of you really believe that there was a George Washington?
你们当中有多少人真实的相信就是乔治华盛顿曾经活着？
I mean, we've never met him.
Well, 我的意思是说我们从来没有亲眼见过他。
We've never touched him.
我们从来没有触碰到他。
We've never heard him say anything. They didn't have recorders back then.
我们没有亲耳听到他说什么，甚至连录音都没有。
But in our hearts, because it's in history books, we say, okay, yeah, it's true. And there's writings about George Washington. You can see statues of George Washington.
那但是在我们的心里，我们就会相信，真实的来相信，因为有很多人书写到关于乔治华盛顿，然后还有也有人为他立的雕像。
The evidence of God, the evidence of Jesus is way more profound, and the proofs are way more extensive than any other historical figure in history.
但是我们所相信这位耶稣基督，他存在的这个历史，他存在的证据，是比这些我们所知道的历史上的名人都还更证据确凿，然后我们更是没办法来否定。
Yet sometimes we live in more reality and understanding that George Washington existed than we do our own Savior Jesus Christ, who came to die and save the entire world.
那然而很不幸的就是，很多时候我们活在这世界上，我们确信乔治华盛顿活着，但是我们活出来的生活却好像我们的救主耶稣基督的复活好像并不是真实的一样。
My PowerPoint got a little mixed up. I'm missing a slide. But I want to tell you about a book.
这个 PowerPoint 可能有一页那个 slide 啊，有一页不见了。
Lee Strobel，
我先来向你们介绍一本书。这个作者是叫史特伯里。
There's he is such a great author. He's got a lot of awesome writings and encouragement for people because he was a person that was about facts, about the proofs, about the truth, how to find it.
他是一个非常有名的作家，他的著作非常的有名，也非常的影响或是鼓动人心，因为他是一个非常注意史实，非常注意考证的一位作家。
Let me give you his resume a little bit.
让我来介绍一下他的生平啊，他的背景。
He was a devout atheist.
他曾经是一个非常坚固的或者一个固执的一个无神论者。
He is the former award-winning legal editor of the Chicago Tribune.And the best-selling author of more than 20 books.
他曾经是芝加哥论坛是一个很大的报社的一个总编辑一个主编。然后他的著作有超过20本，是非常的畅销，而且是有得到很多奖项的。
And he wrote a book called The Case for Christ.
那他写了一本书叫做 The Case of Christ， 中文的翻译是叫《重审耶稣》。
His wife, all of a sudden one day, came home.That she became a Christian.
那事情发生这样，有一天他的太太回家，告诉他，就是他的太太变成了基督徒，决定信主了。
And in his documentary, you hear him talk about his story and how he was just like, "What? Why would you do that?" And he was distraught.
那在他的著作里面，你可以看到，当他听到这个消息的时候，是晴天霹雳。他觉得他的太太怎么可以这样做？他整个世界崩溃了。
And so being the award-winning legal editor of the Chicago Tribune, that's not just a small newspaper, is it?
那身为这个芝加哥论坛的这个编辑，这绝对不是一个小小的报社而已，他的位置是很重要的。
He starts on a pursuit to disprove that Jesus Christ ever existed. And why would somebody ever put their faith in someone that's not real?
所以他就发挥他的老本行，他的敬业的精神，他决定去寻找证据。来证明或者证实耶稣并不存在，然后来证实人不应该把他们的信仰、信心放在耶稣基督里面。
And for 2 years, he does his due diligence as a journalist, as an editor, and starts looking for the facts.
那他花了整整两年的时间，发挥他记者以及编辑者的这个本能，然后还来寻找，试图寻找所有的证据跟事实。
When he came to the very end.Of his pursuit, the information, the proof, the research was so overwhelming that he could not believe in God.
所以当他的调查进入尾声，当他发来就是重审他所找到的所有的证据、所有的证明，然后这所有的东西、所有的一切的证据都太真实、太强大，他完全没有办法辩驳。他最后最终是相信。变成了一个信主的人。
He looks at passages like Acts chapter 1, and he looks at that and he says, okay, there are over 500 witnesses that saw Jesus ascend into heaven 40 days after his resurrection.
那他当他当年当他在巡查的时候，他读到了使徒行传一章，这里记录到有超过500人看到耶稣在向他们显现，然后与他们相处40天，然后还有升天的这个情况。
And that many of God's disciples and apostles and the church give accounts of their presence with Jesus and their presence with Jesus after his resurrection.
然后在当时初期教会有很多的教会，很多的使徒，很多的门徒都有给这样子的见证，说他们亲眼见到也与耶稣有实际，就是复活后的耶稣有实际的相处。
So he goes on this journey around the world, meeting with different people. He has a law degree from Yale Law.
那 他其实本身有从耶鲁的法学院得到一个法律的硕士的学位。那他看到这段经文之后，他就开始寻访全世界，然后 来就是验证关于这段见证的经文。
And for him to stand on a stage and tell people about Jesus Christ and give the long list of proofs and facts.
所以当
他 He couldn't do that in his professional mind unless it was convincing and true.
所以 以他的专业，如果今天要他站在台上来告诉别人他的就是对于就是他的信仰，或者对于耶稣基督他所探查到的这些证据，然后这些确实的见证，如果不是真实的，真正来就是说服他的，他没办法以他就是法学硕士的这样子的一个身份，他没办法给出这样如果不是真实的这个见证。
Now we don't always need all the facts because a lot of what God does, yes, we have facts, but a lot of what happens in our walk and our relationship with God is that it's about our faith. It's about what He's doing in our hearts, in our lives, that we don't necessarily always need that proof, but some people do need to see proof.
那对于我们来说，并不是每一个人他信主的过程都需要看到这些历史上的真实的证据或是这些见证。很多时候我们所更重视的，或是我们被感动是被触摸，是因为神在我们心中，在我们生活中来做工。但是还是有一部分的人，他们是需要看到这些真实客观的证据。
And I also believe that we don't always need that because God can do His through His power do anything to change our hearts and minds by His own ways, and it doesn't need to be necessary by the mouths of man that people come to know Him.
那我个人也是觉得，我们不见得一定需要这些客观的证据，因为很多时候神是直接可以，他是鉴察人心的，他也可以直接对我们的心来说话，他也可以透过他的大能来改变我们。那所以不是每一个人都需要听到人口中或是人用科学这些客观的方式来验证神的存在。
But I encourage you, if you're looking for the next good read, I want to encourage you to pick up this book, The Case for Christ, and read this.
那但是我还是要鼓励大家，如果你今天就是想要来寻找下一本值得来读的书，那我非常推荐这一本叫做 The Case of Christ。那中文翻译是叫重审耶稣。
Yeah, so yes, they also have it in Chinese that you can pick up a copy of it too.
对，他们就是有中英，有是英文版的，然后原版，但是它有中文的翻译，所以鼓励大家都就是不论哪个版本，你都可以来参考。
There's a documentary video about an hour or so long that you can watch as well. Basically, gives a very short but good concise description of what his book talks about.
另外，你也许也可以找到一个纪录片，大概一个小时左右的长度，那是非常简短的、简洁的来介绍这本书里面大致的提了一下他找到哪些证据。
And they recently came out with like a movie as well of the life of Lee Strobel.
那最近去年还是前年也出了一部电影，然后也是关于这个人，这个史特伯里。电影的名字就是《史特伯里的生活》，但是我不太知道中文翻译是什么。
He talks about Christ in his books. The focus is on Christ.
那在这本书里面，他的重点，他是重点是在耶稣。
So back to that verse, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
那经文是从哥林多前书15:20-22.
Adam and Eve are our ancestors.
亚当和夏娃是我们的祖先。
We're family.
我们是一家人。
But we go way back.
但是我们是在我们的祖先，从追溯到我们祖先，我们是一家人。
And because of this, every person born is born into this sin.
也因为这个事实，我们都追溯到亚当和夏娃，所以我们每一个人出生都是带着罪性的。
Because we are all descendants of Adam.
因为我们都是亚当的后代。
But because Jesus came down in the miracle of his birth, he came down as 100% God, 100% man. Because he did that, we can now be made alive again.
那但是也因为耶稣基督降生这样的一个奇迹，童女出生的，然后他是百分之百的道神，他也是百分之百的人。因为耶稣基督道成肉身这个事实，我们今天也可以借由他来得救。
That sin brought death. The sin brought death.
好，那罪的工价是死。
And Christ brought life.
但是耶稣带来了生命。
And if we turn to Jesus as a sinner, and we ask for his forgiveness, and we place our lives in his hand and say, God, I am yours. If we do that, we become alive to him.
当我们身为罪人，当我们愿意来到耶稣面前，把我们的生命交给他，我们就可以得到生命。
In 1 Corinthians 15, 35 to 58, we're going to run through this.
那在哥林多前书十五章三十五到五十八节的经文里面，我们要来看这一大段经文。那请大家可以参阅投影幕或者是你的圣经。
What was the importance of Christ's resurrection? Because we can be made alive in God.
耶稣基督复活的重要性是什么？
And that changes everything about our daily life. That changes why we make certain decisions. That changes why we have a purpose in this life.
就是我们可以从神那里得到永生。那这个事实会改变我们的生活，改变我们的生命，然后改变我们这一生的意义。
Because his resurrection gives us the ability to be pulled out of that hole.
因为他的复活，让我们得以被那个刚刚讲到罪的无底深渊里面被拉出来。
First Corinthians 15, 35 to 58, but someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat,or of something else, but God gives it a body as he has determined. And to each kind of seed, he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds have another, and fish have another. Why is that so important? Guys, listen. Before God, if you don't know Jesus Christ, we are dead to God, dead to eternal life, dead in our trespasses and sins.
这个为什么很重要呢？因为在我们认识耶稣基督之前，在耶稣基督复活之前，我们对神来说是死的，我们是没有永生的。
But through God's resurrection, we become alive.
但因为耶稣基督的复活，我们得到生命。
Alive to spiritual things, alive to what God is doing, alive to his purpose, because before that we were dead and had no idea.
那我们在那之前我们是死的，我们完全不明白神的工作，完全不明白属灵的世界，但是现在因为得到永生，我们可以来经历这些。
And because of that, one day we will be receiving a new body in heaven, a perfect one, one that's not constrained and fallible and corrupt.
也因着耶稣基督的复活，有一天我们也要复活，得到新的身体，是不朽坏的，是强壮的，是荣耀的。
We need this new body. We need this new body.
我们需要这个新的身体。
Because we cannot enter into heaven with this kind of flesh.
因为我们凭着我们现在的肉身是没办法进入天国的。
Here's a little comparison of this body.
现在我们可以来看比较一下我们现有的跟将来我们复活之后要得到的身体有什么不同。
And we'll go back real quick. In verse 42, it says, So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's going to be a big difference between this body and the body that we receive in glory.
那在 哥林多前书十五章四十二节到四十四节里面提到这两个身体，就是现在的身体跟复活以后的身体的不同。那我们就是知道，就是现在的身体是没办法进到永生，只有复活以后的身体可以。
See, Jesus does not only save us in this life that we have here; He saves us for eternity.
耶稣基督拯救我们，并不是只有在今生，而是让我们有永生的盼望。
And we all know that we're all going to one day die.
我们也都知道，我们现在，我们在世上，我们总有一天会死。
At least this body will.
至少是我们现有这个身体一定会死。
But our soul lives on. Our soul lives on.
但是我们的灵魂会继续活着。
Into eternity.
直到永生。
And so we look at this here. The earthly body is perishable. It has sickness. It has death.
我们世上的现在的这个身体，属世的身体是会朽坏的，是羞辱的，然后是软弱的。
But in God's eternal salvation, through this new body that we will receive, it's imperishable and perfect.
那我们将来因着耶稣复活，我们也要得到这个新的身体，是不朽坏的，然后是荣耀的，是强壮的，是完美的。
This earthly body is dishonorable. Shame has corrupted it.
那我们现在这个身体是羞辱的，然后是带着罪的，然后是可耻的。
Sin has corrupted it.
那个罪让它就是变得朽坏。
But our new bodies will be glorified, made holy in Christ.
但我们新的身体是荣耀的，而且是在耶稣基督里面是变成圣洁的。
Our earthly body is weak, defeated, and frail, tempted.
我们属世的身体是软弱的，是被罪击败的，是会受到试探的，罪的试探的。
Our spiritual body will be powerful, victorious.
我们属灵的身体是强壮的，然后是得胜的。
When we're born in the natural state, we're constrained in that hole, limited.
那我们这属血气的天然人的这个身体是被束缚在、限制在我们刚刚提到那个罪的无底深渊里面，我们是有限的。
Through salvation in Christ, we become victorious over sin and death.
那因着耶稣基督的得胜，因着耶稣基督的救赎，我们得到的身体是得胜的。
How many of you would rather stay in this body?
你们当中有多少人宁可就是保有现在这个身体？
I mean, the weather only has to go bad before I start feeling my knee start to act up, right?
那可能是在我们，也许在我觉得我们的膝盖开始老化之前，我们可能还觉得这个身体不错。
I'm looking forward to that day when I'm before God, and I don't have to worry about suffering and pain and seeing others suffer and go through pain.
我很期待当我见到神的那一天，然后当我得到新的身体那一天，我不用再来忍受或者经历痛苦或者是软弱。
One day we'll receive this new body because of what Jesus did for us on that cross.
有一天我们会得到那个属灵的有灵性的新的身体，因为耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
First Corinthians keep going on his talk about Adam.
哥林多前书继续继续下去，我们继续看下去，里面又提到了亚当。
And how through him we receive that sin, that we receive that death.
然后提到我们如何因着亚当或者透过亚当，我们有罪，然后也因此带来死亡。
But through Christ, we receive that heavenly image. We receive that body that He received after He rose from the dead. We receive this spiritual body.
那里面也提到了，借由耶稣基督的复活，我们将来会得到这个新的有灵性的身体。
I'm just going to kind of pause and stop right here with scripture.
我在这边要暂停一下。
I have so much more scripture to share with you today.
我其实还有很多的经文要跟大家来分享。
But I don't want to be here till 3:00.
但是我们不想在这边待到下午三点。
I want us to think about this.
我要大家来思考这件事情。
Jesus has defeated sin and death.
耶稣已经战胜了罪和死亡。
And his resurrection was so crucial to us in our faith.
而他的复活对我们的信仰，或对我们的信心来说是这么的重要。
Why? Because he lifts us out of that pit, out of that hole.
他已经把我们从那个罪的深渊里面拉出来。
And he gives us a new life.
他给我们新的生命。
One that is able to be empowered by God to do things that we can't do in just our natural fleshly self.
他给我们这个新生命，是让我们可以做我们凭自己的这个肉体、取死的肉体，而不能做到的那更大的事情。
First, I want to talk to the person in this room. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
但是在那之前，首先我要先来告诉在这个房间当中，如果你还不认识耶稣基督，还没有邀请他来做你的救主的人。
I want to encourage you. You won't find the truth anywhere else except in the one true God.
我要来鼓励你，你在我们这位唯一的真神以外，你是找不到真理或是真正的意义。
Like we said earlier, we're not able to help ourselves out of that pit, out of that hole, that sin that curses this whole world.
就像我刚刚一开始所提到这个比喻，我们人凭自己没有办法离开这个罪的深渊，这个被咒诅的地方。
I want to point you towards Jesus, the only one that can actually save you and make your life whole.
我想要引导你，或是把神，就是引导你到真正的神面前，就是那位可以真正来救你，让你的身体可以成圣的。
Because you can seek after so many things to try to figure things out and make things right. You can seek after so many things to try to fill that void and try to make things right.
就是我们每一个人，就是或者你可以试着用自己的方式，或者是用各样的方式，想要来离开刚刚提到那个罪的深渊。
And I'm going to tell you out of experience, those things will only let you down.
那根据我个人的经验，我要来告诉你。不论你怎么尝试，你 总会只会得到失望。
We can only put our hope and trust in someone who is eternal, someone who is not confined to the ways of this world and the natural, the sin that exists in this world and in our bodies.
我们的信心和盼望只能放在那位永生神、全能神、不受这世界的罪所捆绑的那位神那里。
So if someone brought you here today,Talk to them more. Ask them questions about Jesus. Ask them questions about God. Ask them questions about death and eternal life. All these things, because those questions are what can lead you to the truth.
如果今天是你的朋友，基督朋友邀请你来，我鼓励你问他们很多的问题，问他们关于耶稣、关于神、关于死、关于永生、关于罪这一切的问题。
If you also have questions, please feel free to ask me and some others in the church.
如果你或是你有更多的问题，也欢迎你来问，直接问 Pastor Chuck 或是任何一位在教会的人。
Can you give me 3 more minutes?
我要给你三分钟。
15 minutes to give a full message is really difficult, but can you give me 3 more minutes?
你可以给我三分钟吗？
I want to talk to the Christians in this room.
那我接下来要跟在这个房间里面的基督徒来讲话。
A little heart to heart.
是我们要来谈心。
If we understand Christ's resurrection, why do we live our life as someone who's been defeated?
我们要敞开心胸来说，如果我们相信耶稣基督的复活，为什么我们过的生活好像还是我们是败在死亡和罪的权势下呢？
Why do our relationships, our marriages, our choices reflect sometimes a defeated relationship with God?
为什么我们的婚姻，或者是我们的与人的关系，又或者是我们做的决定，很多时候看起来就像是我们是被击败的呢？
Why is it if we say I believe in Jesus Christ and yet my life is filled with so much sin, filled with so much pain and suffering and regret?
为什么当我说我相信耶稣基督，可是我的生活却生命当中却常常还是充满了罪，或者充满了失败，充满了痛苦呢？
There is so much to talk about in this passage that it's very hard to be able to say it all today.
在这今天我们看到这段经文当中，其实有很多我们可以来探讨，但是因为时间的关系，我们没办法一一来看。
But here's the point of this passage.
但是这段经文有一个很重要的点。
If Jesus has risen from the dead, you have every hope because he's defeated that sin in your life.
那如果耶稣基督是复活的，我们 有这样的盼望，因为耶稣基督已经击败了、罪与死。
He has taken care of your sins.
他已经解决了你的罪的问题。
And I'm afraid sometimes as Christians, we live our lives as Christians thinking about how good we're doing, and am I doing things right, and am I pleasing God, or have I done something wrong, and oh, I can't get rid of this sin, it just keeps I keep doing it, I keep sinning, I can't get out of this. We live in that way.
但很多时候，我们身为基督徒，我们每天仍然在跟罪挣扎，我们每天还在想，我这样做的对不对？我是不是有得罪神？我是不是有得罪人？我这样做的好吗？我们还是在跟罪挣扎。
But if God has defeated sin and death, He's defeated your sin, and He can do that still today. Do not live defeated.
如果神击败，神已经击败了罪与死，他已经解决了你的罪的问题，我们并不需要再活在罪 与罪跟死挣扎的这个生活当中。
God has given you the power.
神已经把这样的能力加给你。
He's given you the victory.
他已经给你了这样的胜利。
Stop fooling around.
不要再胡搞瞎搞。
Live like you're victorious.
我们要活的，过着是得胜的生活。
Because our hope is not in, oh, I gave my life to Jesus. My hope is in Jesus died for me. He rose again, and I have victory through his death, through his resurrection, to live a life that is undefeated, a life that is victorious, a life that is powerful.
我们的盼望并不是在于我们说，哦，我把我的生命献给神。我们的盼望是在于耶稣基督为我们死，他为我们战胜了罪与死亡，我们可以过得胜的生活。我们不用再过像是被罪击败的那样的挣扎的生活。
Stop living like you're weak. Oh, I can't do this. I'm just so tired. I just keep sinning.
我们不要再活得像刚刚 Pastor Chuck 表演的那样，就是很看起来很脆弱、很软弱，每天在跟罪挣扎搏斗，然后每天好像都被罪击败。
I've lived that way, and sometimes struggle to I live that way today.
Pastor Chuck 之前也有活过那样，经过那样的，有那样的经历过。
And I know if I struggle, you struggle.
所以他相信，如果他有这样的挣扎，我们大家也都有这样的挣扎。
And when I take my eyes off of Jesus and put my hope on what I'm doing and my life, I'm going to fail. I'm going to live defeated.
所以当我们把我们的目光从耶稣基督的身上移开，当我们注重在我们自己想要做什么，我们自己想要凭自己得到什么，我们想要过怎么样的生活，我们的生命反而变成过得像是被击败的，被罪击败的生命。
Are you defeated?Are you defeated?
你被打败，你被罪打败了吗？你失败了吗？
Who is your hope in?
你的盼望建筑在谁身上呢？
Take your eyes off of the mirror and start looking up.
把你的目光从镜子里面的你移开，我们仰望天上。
The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is power.
耶稣基督的死及复活就是我们的力量。
Not power from ourselves, power from Him.
并不是我们自身发出来的力量，而是从天而降下来给我们的力量。
if we live victorious.
如果我们可以过得胜的生活。
I'm crying because I know the potential in this room.
我现在很悲伤，在哭泣，是因为我看到了这个在这个房间里面所有人的潜力。
God has given us the power to reach this lost world, but first we need to allow Him to reach our hearts.
神已经把让我们可以来影响、改变这世界的能力加给我们，但是首先，我们先要让神进来我们生命里面做工。
We need to live changed.
我们要过的是不一样的生命。
Because if we don't live changed, we're just trying our best and failing.
如果我们的生命没有跟信主以前不同，我们没有改变，我们只是不断的在尝试，又不断的失败。
And so Paul is encouraging the church of Corinth, guys, what are you doing? Wake up!
所以保罗才这么切身的在鼓励哥林多教会，他告诉大家醒醒吧。
Stop holding yourself back. Allow God to use you. Allow God to change you. Allow Him to change your life.
不要再自己限制自己，让神进来你的里面做工。让神来改变你的生命。
Allow Him to change your marriages. Allow Him to change your broken relationships. Allow Him to change your circumstances. Allow Him to change your heart.
让神进来改变你的婚姻，改变你的关系，与人的关系，改变你的环境处境，改变最重要是改变你的心。
Because that church, just like the church today.
因为当时的哥林多教会就跟现今的教会一样
，was struggling with their sin and not recognizing the power of their relationship with the one true God of creation.
他们也是被限制在自己跟与罪的苦苦的搏斗当中，而没有定睛仰望在天上真正力量来源的神。
They were living defeated.
他们过的是失败或是被击败的生活。
The very last verse, and we'll close, I promise.
我们来看最后一节经文。
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固。
Stand firm, everybody stand up.
请弟兄姐妹起立。
If you're a believer in this room today, you have the power of a victorious life through Jesus Christ.
如果你今天是跟随耶稣的人，你有透过他的复活的得到的这样的能力。
Whatever sin, whatever problem is happening in your life, Jesus is more powerful than anything that can destroy you or defeat you.
如果你在最终挣扎，耶稣基督有这样子的力量加给我们，让我们可以得胜。战胜这些让我们挣扎的罪。
If you believe that, you should be in your heart right now saying amen, and you're welcome to say it from your mouth, amen.
如果你相信的话，你心里你可以说阿门，或者你可以开口说阿门。
I want you today. If you're struggling with something in your life,
如果你今天在什么事情上有挣扎的
，spend time in prayer right now.
我邀请你，我要求你，现在就花一点时间来祷告。
And you surrender that sin to Jesus.
你愿意把你在挣扎这个罪降服在神面前。
He is the only one that can give you victory over your struggles and pain and suffering and sin.
他是唯一可以帮助你度过这样子的挣扎，这样子的痛苦。
I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Make your heart right with Him.
我们一起花30秒钟的时间来祷告，让我们的心在神面前是正确的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, stand firm.
在主内的弟兄姐妹们，我们要坚固站立的稳。
Let nothing move you.
不可妥协，不可动摇。
Always, not just when it's convenient, not when you're just, oh, I feel ready. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
我们要常常做主工，常常把自己交托给主。我们总是要这样做，不是只是在我们有空或者想到的时候。
And that's getting past your struggles and sins, getting past those desires that you have that are sinful, getting rid of that and giving that to Jesus and standing firm in your faith.
我们要把我们还在挣扎的，让我们软弱的，我们要交在主的面前，我们要超越那些，战胜那些，我们要在神的面前站立得稳。
I realize I'm weak. I realize I struggle. I realize that I sin.
我知道我是软弱的，我知道我在挣扎，我知道我会犯罪。
But I, in Christ, am not defeated.
但是在神里面，我并不是失败的。
And if you pray today and you ask Jesus for forgiveness, ask him for the power over your struggle, the sin in your life, and you today want to stand firm say, God, I am living for you. I am going to stop messing around in my faith.
当我们今天来到神面前，我们愿意把我们的软弱，把我们的挣扎交托给他。我们愿意向他祈求力量来得胜。我们就来到他面前，我们说我们要把我们生命交给他，要靠他来得胜。
Just like a few thousand years ago, Paul sharing this message from the Holy Spirit to the church at Corinth today, the Holy Spirit. You're being shared the same truth. Stand firm.
就像在几千年前，圣灵透过保罗向哥林多教会所分享这样的信息。今天你同样的圣灵也把同样的信息分享在我们教会当中。我们要来站立得稳。
We have a room filled with people of various ages.
我们在这个房间里面有很多不同年龄的人。
These people here.Need the older generation to show them what it's like to live for God.
那在这房间前面这一批年轻人需要我们这些成年人，我们要来用我们的见证，用我们的例子，能够来让他们看到，就是我们需要有神在我们生命当中。
If you're a parent and you love God, show your kids what a godly relationship looks like.
那我要鼓励做父母的。你们如果是认识神的，你们要，我要鼓励你们，你们要让你们孩子看到有神在你们生命当中的那样的关系是什么样子。
If you're a person standing here and you're like, I'm the only Christian in my family, you have the best example. We all do. It's Jesus.
如果今天你说我在我的家庭里面只有我一个基督徒，那我要怎么做呢？你已经有最好的榜样，就是耶稣基督。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He wants you to be living victoriously.
他要你过得胜的生活。
He doesn't want you tripping and falling and living in defeat.
他并不希望你跌倒，被绊倒，过着失败的生活。
He wants you to stand firm.
他要你站立得稳。
He is calling you out of our selfish and minds that kind of control our decisions and why we do things. He's calling us out of that as his followers, as his Christians, as his people.
神要我们离弃那个我们被常常被击败，常常自己要做决定，自己想要掌握什么那样子的生命。我们要我们走出来，然后来过一个依靠他的得胜的生活。
Do you notice that last encouragement in chapter 15 and verse 58 doesn't say, therefore, missionaries, pastors, leaders of the church? It doesn't just say that. It says, brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
大家有没有注意到在哥林多前书最后一节里面提到了他是鼓励亲爱的弟兄姐妹，就是弟兄跟姐妹。不是只是说做牧师的、做传道人的，或是做执事的，他是说每一位弟兄姐妹，你们务要坚固，不可妥协，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Understand this truth.
了解这个真理。
Understand what God has called us out of.
了解神把我们从什么地方叫出来。
And understand that there's a world out there.That doesn't know this.
那了解就是也有很多人并不知道这些真理。
They see you. They see the families the marriages, the friendships, the relationships, God's people, and that it sometimes is their only example of who Jesus is.
那这些不认识主的人，他们有时候只能透过我们活出来的生命，或是我们的婚姻关系，我们的与人的关系，或是我们活出来的见证，来看到，或是来就是来猜测，或看到就是神到底是什么样一位神。
Do they see someone who's just as defeated as them?
他们看到是像他们一样，就在生活当中常常被罪或是被捆绑的这样的一个榜样吗？
Or do they see a church that is vibrant, victorious, and empowered, and healthy?
还是他们看到的是一个充满神的全能，是一个得胜的，是一个健康的教会呢？
I want to pray, and we'll close.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, we need you.
哦，主耶稣，我们需要你。
Forgive us for the times that we feel like we don't need you.
请原谅我们，有些时候我们甚至觉得我们不需要你。
Because God, we are all still living in this corrupt world.
哦，主啊，因为我们还是活在这个腐败的社会的世界。
And sometimes, Lord, even as your people, we mess up and fail.
主啊，有时候虽然我们是属你的，但是我们还是会失败。
Lord, help us to stand firm.
主帮助我们能够站立得稳。
Help us to live victoriously over our sin and problems.
帮助我们在我们的罪与挣扎上，我们可以得胜。
Because through your power and our eyes on you, our lives can really be changed and living as one that is changed.
因为透过我们定睛在你身上，透过你的全能，我们的生命可以得到改变，我们可以来得胜。
And Lord, for those who don't know you,
主，我也为那些还不认识你的人祷告。
Would they find?
求你帮助他们能够看到真理。
That Jesus, you died for every single person because we were hopeless.
主，让他们可以看到耶稣基督为每一个人死，因为我们凭自己是没有指望的。
And so God, through our trust in you and what you did for us on the cross and your resurrection, we can have forgiveness of sins and we can be made alive in you, God.
主，让我们借着你的在世界上为我们受死并复活，让我们依靠你，然后让我们可以战胜罪，然后过得胜的生活。
Holy Spirit, I ask that you would empower us to understand this.
哦，圣灵，求你来帮助我们来了解这样的真理。
As maybe someone who doesn't know you, but also as one who does know you.
帮助我们不管认不认识你，我们都来明白你的真理。
That we can't go a day without understanding your salvation.
我们若是不认识你的救恩，我们没办法就是过得胜的一天。求你再次求你赐给我们得胜的生活。
In your name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。